Well, I did bring it through, but it sort of got lost along the way. It's resurfacing because there are certain kinds of universal truths and universal energies that cannot get lost. And people have been experimenting with this whole idea of, well, what if we did give up all our responsibility and our authority over ourselves and said that someone up there is the only person who can talk to God for us and they will interpret for God and so on. It's been an experiment. It's been an experiment that has resulted in much knowledge and information. And it's an experiment that many are choosing to bring to an end, as they start to say to themselves that perhaps, after all, they really would rather talk with God themselves. And truly, God wants you to talk with, depending on who you choose to think of God as, him or her or them, directly, because that is the nature of God's love for you. The reason why you have free will is because no loving parent would force a child against their will to do anything. So you have the choice. You can choose to communicate with God or not. You can choose to be loving or not. Just as it says in A Course in Miracles, there really are two essential choices, love or fear. And when fear is there, it's a request for love. But there are beings who are so fearful that they have intentions of destruction. You might call them evil. I have no problem with calling them evil. Eventually, I hope and I believe that they will choose otherwise, but right now they are choosing to be evil. And it is important that you recognize that on this planet, in the dimensions you exist within, to say that there are people who have chosen evil is a true statement and must be paid attention to. That is, if you want to, because you have free will, and because I've told you, be your own authority. But if you say it doesn't exist, there's no such thing as evil, everyone has good intentions, well, ultimately, perhaps at some level, you might find those intentions, but they're not expressing on this level. Then you are likely to get hurt and be puzzled about why you're hurt, because you have put a veil of denial over the face of evil. And on that veil, you've drawn a happy face. But it isn't the true expression of what's behind that veil. It doesn't mean you have to judge someone because they have bad intentions. What it does mean is you have to decide, do you want that experience? Do you want the rattlesnake experience? If you want a rattlesnake experience, you hang out with rattlesnakes. If you want the experience of being injured and harmed and damaged, then you hang out with people who have chosen to be injurers, have chosen to be those who do harm, have chosen to do damage. Learning in your truth meter to discern whether someone has bad intentions, either generally or toward you specifically. Generally, it's sort of a general thing and just is expressed in everything they say and do. By their works, ye shall know them. Learning to discern that kind of person means that you can be prepared, spot it easily, and make a choice of what to do about that person. What if it's a close relative? What if it's someone you love? What if it's your mother, your sister, your brother, your wife, your husband? That's a tough one. But is it loving to allow such a person to continue to do damage to you? I would say not, of course, if you've been listening. You would have to decide truly for yourself, but I would say not. So you have a range of choices of what to do, starting with communicating with them, acknowledging to them that this is how you're experiencing them, probably meeting with a lot of denial and smoke clouds and so on from them as they either attack you further and say that you know nothing, you're crazy, you're full of it, that's not there, they're not doing it, all the way over to a fairly truthful, yeah, I'm doing it, and what are you going to do about it? You need to be prepared to know what you're going to do about it. Shooting them is not an option. But withdrawing yourself from the situation absolutely is. It's always an option. You can divorce your mother, or your father, or your sister, or your brother. You can choose to distance yourself in love, lovingly, not in anger and attack, saying you're bad, you're evil, you're a rattlesnake, but in love, saying I recognize that this is what you are. I don't see much chance of changing any time in the near millennia. I prefer to be over here. Maybe you only communicate by email or by phone. Maybe you only see each other at family functions and you're civil. Maybe you never see them again. But it is your choice. And I will tell you now that, in my opinion, that is a very loving thing to do, not just for yourself, but for that person as well. Because what you are doing is you are communicating with them, you are giving them some information that perhaps they did not have before, and you are also not allowing them to continue, at least as far as you are concerned, doing actions that in their heart come out of their fear. And part of their fear is that there is no such thing as love, at least not for them. And in the misguided attempt to try to show that they're wrong about that, people have only increased their fear. One moment.